father should make a heartbeat on your lips and your heart that should make your famous gospel.
Amen. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading this morning is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, and it is obvious that some sort of program for widows and most likely for orphans was part of the early church's ministry. As the church began to expand, bringing a greater diversity as well as a greater number of people, a difficulty arose between the Hellenists and the Hebrews. The Hebrews spoke Aramaic, and the Hellenists spoke Greek. However, the difference in language, some believe the Hellenists were being neglected when it came to the daily distribution. Very wisely, the 12 gathered together the community of disciples to settle this dispute. A group of 7 men with good reputations and filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom would assume this responsibility, while the 12 would focus on the Word as well as prayer. These seven men were referred to as deacons, which is taken from the Greek diakonia. We should also note that the person of Stephen, who will give his life for the faith, is also mentioned. Our second reading is from the first letter of St. Peter, and he writes about Jesus as the living stone which has been rejected by the world, but it is Jesus who is God's chosen one. The church is a temple of living stones. That's where you and I come in. We are those living stones who once walked in darkness, but now walk in the light of the Lord. And today's gospel is the farewell discourse that Jesus gave his apostles at the Last Supper. He tells them that he is leaving, but that he will come back again. In true fashion, they hear only the first part, that he was going to be leaving. Be that as it may, Jesus reveals the Heavenly Father to them and to us. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And today's gospel ends with a most remarkable statement by Jesus, that whoever believes in him will do the works that he does, and they will do even greater than that, because he is going to the Father. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we should be able to see from the scriptures that we are followers of Jesus. We are the stones of today. He is the way to the Father because he speaks the truth, which is life-giving to us. We are the living stones of today. Let us accept our responsibility and be the people of prayer, focusing not on what divides, but rather on what unites us in the Spirit and love.